We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and I'm beginning Nun Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara explained the Mishnah that said that they made a Tikkun Gadol the night of Simchas Beis Sheva. They made a Tikkun Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash. What does Tikkun Gadol mean? Tikkun Gadol means they made balconies to put the Noshim separate from the Anoshim. And the Gemara has a question about that. And two lines from the bottom, end of the line. Heichi Avad Achi, how in the world could they add on to the Beis Hamikdash? V'achsiv, it says in the Pasuk, HaKoyel B'Ksav B'Yad Hashem Alay Haskil. The Pasuk says by David HaMelech, when he was Mitzav Shloima to make the Beis Hamikdash, to build the Beis Hamikdash, he said that everything was told to us by from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God HaChoyze V'Nosan HaNovi, and everything in the Beis Hamikdash has to be a Koyel B'Ksav B'Yad Hashem. And here, they're adding on to the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rav answers, Kra Ashru v'Darsh. They found the Pasuk in the Darshan. There's a Pasuk, this Pasuk is in Zechariah, talking about La'osid Lava. It says, in the Pasuk, V'Shofta Oretz Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad. There'll be a Hesped, each Mishpacha will be by himself, Mishpachos Beis David Levad, U'Nashem Levad. The men will be in one place, and the ladies in another place. Mishpachos Beis Nos Levad, U'Nashem Levad. They'll be separate. We're talking over here when Mashiach comes. We'll see what the hesped was. It was a hesped at that time. And there's no yetzahara. First of all, b'shas hesped is b'shas tsar. There's no hesped. Rashi says, and number two is they shechted the yetzahara, so there's much less yetzahara. Still, amra teira, noshim levad, noshim levad. Still, we say to be very careful and separate the men and women. Achshav shasukim v'simcha. Now, by simcha sheva, shas simcha v'yitzhara shelvim. There's even more yitzhara. Alachas kama v'kama. You have to separate the men and the ladies. So they found a pasuk, and therefore they allowed them to make the balconies. Frank d'achroinim, mashal already that there's a pasuk called b'ksav Hashem. This pasuk says you have to separate the men and the ladies. How does that answer the kasha? The question was that everything in the mishnah they built. God HaChoyz V'Nosin HaNovi. So that's the kasha of... No, this is talking about Osad Lavi, not Beis HaMikdash, but a Hesped. We're saying, so Kavachayim, by non-Hesped, you have to have Mechitza. So what's with the Beis HaMikdash? So Mashah asks, this kasha, Mashah answers that since the purpose was for the to separate the men and women, that doesn't go into Kol V'Ksav Hashem. Kol V'Ksav Hashem is only the parts of the Beis HaMikdash that have to do with Avodah. But things that don't have to do with Avodah, so that you don't have to worry about. And that's what we was bringing to the Pasuk, that this doesn't have to do with Avodah. This has to do with separating the men and women, and therefore it's not a problem. That's what the Maharsha says. Pishah Zeh, read the Lashon. Pishah Zeh, Tikin Loi Hoya Tzarech Avodes HaMikdash, El Afrushe Mei Asura De Erva, Loi Ava V'chlal HaKal V'Ksav V'Yad Hashem. Aber Ramayisha Feinstein in Tshuva, Or HaChaim Aleph Lamates, asks on Maharsha, he's like the Maharsha's Pshat, and therefore he comes with a different Pshat, and he says, that you see from here that there's a deraisa digadin to have a mechitza, and since it's a deraisa thing to have a mechitza, it has to be that built into the blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash, api God Hachayzim Nosanavi was that they have to make a mechitza also. They have to make a separation because it's a deraisa, so it has to be very separation. And therefore, that's the whole Moshe's tshuva about that the din deraisa to have a mechitza. And he goes on to discuss what's the reason for the mechitza. He says the reason for the mechitza is it shouldn't be taruvus, not also stockless. That's what he says. And therefore he says a balcony, even if you can see the women, it's still called a mechitza. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Everyone knows the Divrei Yoel and the Tshuva Siman Yud. That's the Satmar Rebbe. He argued and he held that the purpose of the mechitza was also stockless, not only taruvus. And he has arrived from Tosfos Yontif here. And there's a person of Shnayis here. There's different. Rayas lekan v'lekan, if it's al taruvus or if it's al stockless, and that's the famous machlokes. But kapanim is definitely a din mechitza, definitely a din mechitza. The lashon of the Pirush of Shnayis is that they made a tikkun gadol. Rosh Lema gadol hatayelas huka omhoi mesak v'mokim la'anoshim, mokim anoshim. I'm reading the Pirush of Shnayis on Rambam. It says mokim anoshim lemaila, mokim anoshim kidei shlo yistaklu ha'anoshim benoshim. The Rambam's lashon sounds like the Satmar Rebbe, not like Rav Moshe Feinstein, but I and Shom, this is a not for now. It's a big tumult and a big machlokes, and everyone has rayas lekan v'lekan. Rav Moshe said, "Time is a raya." He just says he had a balcony. He doesn't say he made a mechitza, just a balcony, and he says he brings another raya. He says by beginning, he said also that noshim and noshim were on the same level. They were one was in, one was out. The whole problem was that it got to the day Kalos Rosh. But what happened to the stockless? We're more about stockless. There was no that's Rav Moshe's raya back and forth. You have the I and Shom, the I and Shom. Yeah, that's it. We said there was a hesped la'asa lavoi and they had to be separate, and we were arrived from there even to us. So hayesped the maya vidita. What was this hesped all about? Why was there a hesped? Zok the Gemara, pligi bar avdeis v'rabon. Chad amar Mashiach ben Yosef shneharag. One says that it was the Hesped was a Mashiach by Yosef who was killed. There'll be two Mashiach, Mashiach by Yosef, Mashiach by David. And Mashiach by Yosef was going to get killed in the Mechemes Goy Gumagog. So there was a Hesped on Mashiach by Yosef. Vachad Amar, you know what the Hesped was? Al Yetzahara Shenerag, on the Yetzahara that was killed. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Bishlam al Mandu Amar Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag. Hainu Dechsiv, that's what the Pasuk says. Vabitu Elias Ashadikaru. Vesofto Olav Kemisbra al Yachid. I looked at the person in front of us that was dead, and I'd made a Hesped like on a Ben Yachid. They were so upset. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come, save us. He's the Mashiach, and also he's dead. So it's a major hesped. Elamandi amal yitzharos shenarak. Hayes paid the boylem ebed. Simcha boylem ebed. Make a hesped. Make a big party. Make a simcha. Amai bachu. Why are they crying? Why is that hesped? And for the Gemara, kedorosh Rehuda Rehuda darshan laos love of via kares baruch yitzhara. The kares baruch brings the yitzhara to shechtem. He brings them from tzaddikim from rishon. From rishon and tzaddikim, it comes. The kares baruch comes and shechts the yitzhara. Tzaddikim nidmul mahar kavaya. To the tzaddikim, it looks like a big mountain. Rishom nidlem kechut asayra, and Rishom, it looks to them like a little thread, a little hair. Halolu baychem v'lo baychem. They're both crying. Tzadikim baychem v'aymrim heichichlenu chichvay shagavaya kizeh. How could we capture? How do we manage this? How do we manage this big mountain? And so, why are they crying for that? So Rashi says shenisgarim b'tzayram shahoylem lichvay sharoshes avichem. They're remembering how hard it was. That's what Rashi learns. But the Masha does not like this pshat so much. Who dochuk? She boichen on sarim shkva. Are they crying on spilled milk? They're crying on spilled milk. Yeah. Well, what's pshat they're crying? So b'chir shesemich when I say, but then some say that pshat is also shver because why is that hesped? It doesn't pass the hesped on that like a ben yachid. Doesn't pass that. So Masha says shmak pshat. He says because they're crying. Not about so much shchar. How much shchar you get from beating yitzhara? That now they're not getting so much shchar. That's what they're crying. That's the Masha's pshat. The tzaddikim cried because they said, how do we manage this? How could it be that we did not, it's so little, it's so easy, we should have been able to do this. And the Bali Musa explained, what's pshat, that was, what does it mean that tzaddikim look like a har gavaya and show him like chut asayra? I think it's the Beis Halevi who explains this actually. He says that everyone knows when it comes to a taiva, before you do the taiva, it looks like that's the best thing in the world. But then once someone does it, already, okay, hey, it's just like, you know, example, but it's an example of food. You know, you see, remember, you go to that restaurant, oh, he's going to be geschmack. I have to eat it. Okay, it was really $250 down the drain. It wasn't really worth it. It's not so worth it. So until you capture that Yetzirah, in the imagination, it's like a mountain. So the tzaddikim who never did the Avera, but then it's still a big mountain. The imagination, oh, well, the Avera could have been Gevaldik, that's why it's a har. But the Rishon who did it already, but then we say, oh, that's what we did, that was worth it, that's a chutasaira, that's the pshat. Well, that's the way Salavi explains it. But Avakar is Baruch Hu Tama Imam. Baruch Hu is Matmiya also about the Yetzirah with them. Shadamah, Koyama Hashem Tzavaka is Ki Yipale Be'enai. It's a pella be'inai she'eris ha'mazeb yom gam be'inai yipalei no Hashem tzvakos. And what does it mean? So it's two pshatim. Either means he's matmiya on the Rishon. You couldn't manage this. Or on the tzaddikim, he's saying, wow, how'd you manage this? So either way, gam karish baruch hu kav yachol also matmiya imam. Omra, he wonders with them. Omra av asi yetzahara b'tchila dom l'chut shabuch. By every person, by beginning the yetzahara is only a a little thread, a little besayif. At the end, buchya means like a spider web. It's so thin, like a spider web. It just starts off. But if you keep on going, giving into the yitzhara, it gets bigger and bigger. It's like these ropes that you schlep a wagon. Something you schlep a wagon with. Shneimer says in the pasuk says, "Hoi moishchei avoin bechavle yashav v'kavoyses ha'agolah chata." See, that when it comes to chait, we call it like the ropes of a wagon, very thick ropes. Starts off as a spider web, but then the more someone gives into it, it just gets bigger and bigger. Tana Rabbanan, Mashiach ben David she'asa legalos me'ameinu. Mashiach ben David who met Hashem will come very very soon. Oim alay akaris baruch hu. Sh'am min edava. Ask me something, ve'etilach. I'll give it to you. Shneimer it says in the pasuk. Asapra el choyk Hashem omar lai b'ni ata ani ayoyim v'laticha. That's the pasuk Zayin, which means ani ayoyim v'laticha means today, like Rashi explains, ayoyim egal al abriya shabani ata. Today I'm megal to abriya that you are my son. So we see we're talking about Mashiach's times. Then it says next pasuk sha'al mimeni v'etre goyim nachlasecha. Ask me something, I'll give you the goyim as a nachla. I'll let you easily capture the goyim. B'kivin Shirah went, so it was the first question he asked, Shalom Mandy, Kodesh Baruch asked the Mashiach, what can I do for you? B'kivin Shirah or Mashiach when Yosef Shnerag, since Mashiach Medav is sore, Mashiach when Yosef was killed, I'm not asking you anything, Elachayim, want life. Actually, Martha, even before you asked it, I already gave it to you. I'm giving you Chaim. So therefore, Hashem says, you know what I'm going to give you? You don't need Chaim, you have that already. But I'll give you Goyim Nachlasecha because you have already the Chaim. Darush Rabbi Avir, Vatayim Rabbi Shua Malevi. Shiva Shemus Yeshua Yitzhahara. In the Torah, you find by different names for Yitzhahara. Akaris Baruch Hu Ra. Because Baruch calls the Yetzer Ra, Shanama says in the Pasuk, Yetzer, Lev, Ha'odam, Ram, and Urov, that this is a Pasuk in Parashat Bereishis, and Rashi Chumash says, Ram, and Urov, when it comes out already, it comes with the Yetzer Hara, it comes with the Ra, Ra is the Yetzer Hara, Yetzer, Lev, Ha'odam, Ram, and Urov, Moshe, Kara, Oral, Shanama, Maltam, as Oral, Slavavchem. You should give a Mila to the Orla on your heart, which is the Yetzer Hara. Try to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. Dovah, Kara, Tomei, Shanama, Lev, Tara, Baruch, Liya, Kim. Mechlal Dika Tomei, there's a Lev Tar and a Lev Tomei. What's a Lev Tomei? That's the Yitzhara. So we see Yitzhara is called Tomei. That's a third name already. Shlomo Karos Sainish. Now it's in the Pasuk, Im Ra'av Sainacha, if your enemy is hungry, Achileu Lechem, give him bread, which means give him Torah. Some of his thirsty go Mayim, give him water, which is also Torah. Rashi says Lechem is Torah. We see Lechu Lachmu Belachmi, it's a Pasuk talking about Torah, and Mayim, we know, it says Hoy called Sam Lechu Mayim. So both are Atayra. If the Yitzhara is hungry, give him Atayra, and the Amelus Atayra will get rid of the Yitzhara. And it says in the Pasuk, Ki gecholim ata choyta aroisha. When you learn Torah, it's like pouring hot coals on the head of the Yitzhara. Vashem Yisharim Lach. The Pasuk says, Vashem Yisharim Lach. And you don't read it Yisharim Lach. Al tikri Yisharim Lach, El Yashli Menu Lach. Hashem will be mashlim and make shalom between you and the Yitzhara if you do what you're supposed to do, learn Torah. So you see that Shlomo Melech calls it soine. Yishayahu kairei michshol. Shnema soilu soilu, which means clear out the way. Panu derech, make a way. Harima michshol maderech, get the michshol out of a derech ami, which is the Yitzhahara. Yicheskor evan. Shnema says in the pasuk about laosid lavi vasiroisi es leva evan. I'll take away the leva evan mibsarchem and asatilchem leva basa. I'm going to give you leva basa. Leva evan. That's the Yitzhahara. Yoel Hanavi, Karu Tzvayni, he calls the Yitzhara Tzvayni, the hidden one. Shnemar says in the Pasuk, it's a Tzvayni Archim Aleichem. I'll take away the Tzvayni, which is the hidden one, which is the Yitzhara, who hides out and tries to get a person to do Averis. Konra Abanan, we're going to dash more of this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, read the whole Pasuk, says like this. It's a Tzvayni Archim Aleichem, v'hidachta v'el Eretz Siyo v'shmama. I'm going to send away the Yitzhara to Eretz Siyo v'shmama, it's Pana v'al Yom HaKadmoini, v'soifel Yom HaAchrein, v'ol HaBasha v'tzal t'al t'akhan also yikidu l'asas. So the Darshan was like this. That's the Yetzirah that's hidden in the heart of a person. I'm going to send them away to some desolate midbar, desolate desert that no one's there that they could bother. As Ponavel Yom HaKadmoini, what he did to him was, he put his whole efforts into the Yom HaKadmoini. What's that? Shenasa Enev HaMikdash HaRishon, that's called a Yam, because everyone came there, just like all the waters pouring into a Yam, everyone came to this Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. Ve'achriva, and he caused it to be Charev. Ve'harog Tamil Chama Shavai, and he landed killing Tamil Chama Shavai. Ve'soifai, and next he went, he did the next Beis HaMikdash, Shal Yom HaAchrein. Shenasa Enev HaMikdash Sheni, ve'achriva, ve'harog Tamil Chama Shavai. He destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash and killed the Tamil Chama of the second Beis HaMikdash. And let the Yitzhara's stench and smell go up. Why? Because he leaves the Umas Olam and he's busy with the Klal Yisrael. We'll see that the Klal Yisrael have a big Yitzhara. Call a God Mechaver Yitzhar God Mechaver. He leaves the Umas Olam and he comes balas Klal Yisrael. Okay, Higdal Lasos on my bayo to be the Chum Yisrael Kulam. It means Higdal Lasos means to be the Chum even have a big Yitzhara. And the Mordechai brings a Ma'aser. Kehoda Abaya Shamilu Gavra. He heard this person, the Kamal he Itza, he told another woman, they're not married, he says, let's go together, Nakta v'nezav orcha, we're both going tomorrow to a certain trip, let's go together, wake up early, go together. So Abai says, let me follow them, I want to make sure they don't do Aver. If I see them do Aver, I'll stop them. Oma Ezel, Afrishir Masu, I'll go stop them from Isser. So he followed discreetly behind them, Ozu Basrai, with Tlosa Parsi, Ba'agma, he followed them three Parsi in the Agma, in an isolated place, And then he heard them. Kev a parashim radodi when they separated after they were going two different ways. Shaminu duka amri. They said to each other, Orchem rechika. We're far away now. We have derechaykahu between our two places. We have to go separate now. But with safsam v'sima, ma'isa, I really enjoyed the company, and that was it. No averes. Oma Abaya, Abaya says, Imanda Sanili, if my enemy Hava would have been there, which means himself, he's talking about himself, I would not have been able to halzach in with this Avera. He says, if it be me, I wouldn't be able to hold myself back from Avera. So also Tal Nafshi Bebur Dasha, he went and was leaning on a door. He was Mitzdar, he was very upset, he was sitting there despondent. Also, who Saba, so a certain old man came, the Taisha says in a few places, that's the Eliyahu HaNavi, and Tarle taught him, don't worry about it, called Godlo Mechaver Yotzer Golo Menu. And it was bigger than his friend, as Yetzirah is bigger. And Rechaim Shalevitz learns that from here. When you say Yetzirah is bigger, it's not proportionate, like, you know, the Rasha is a 1, so his Yetzirah is a 1. And the Tzadik is a 5, so the Yetzirah is a 5. Because if that would be the case, then he would also be a Goyver Yetzirah. Just like that person. He said, he wouldn't have been able to Oyvim Messiah. Terry says, when a person's a 5, his Yetzirah is an 8. It's even bigger. It's bigger mechaveri. Called Godol mechaveri. Yisroi Godol himenu.